This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
That's rocketed out to deep left field, soaring high into the bleachers. Second deck shot for Byron Buxton.
Whoa.
He drives that ball out to deep left field and has it ticketed for the bleachers. A pinch hit home run for Harrison Bader.
Player's okay. You know, he just hung that breaking ball to Buxton. And you know, we lost on a two hanging breaking balls on a three-run homer and a two-run homer. So, you know, he covered four innings for us after kind of a weird ramp up to start this game, and just really a three-run homer there. I thought that we had some good at-bats tonight. It was good to see us use the whole field a couple times. We need to do more of that. Mounty hit the ball in the screws there. And that was pretty unlucky, not getting the big hit and not getting the three-run homer or the two-run homer like they got. Been going on for a while. You know, if you just look at our offensive numbers, there's a lot of guys struggling or not being where, you know, they hope they'd be.
You know, I feel bad for Brandon Hyde because it's Groundhog Day for him. Now we have a losing streak, Nolan, four in a row. Because I've said you don't have a winning streak unless it's four. And then a texter or a caller called in with me and Ryan Ripken last Friday and said, well, if you say that about a winning streak, it's not a losing streak until they lose four in a row. Well, Orioles are in a losing streak.
Yep.
They've lost four in a row. And they're nine games under 500 for the first time since July of 2022. And as we know, that team turned it around, actually was in playoff contention in late August and catapulted them to a couple of playoff appearances the next two seasons. But this team seems to be dead in the water. And I know there's a lot of injury discussions, and we're becoming kind of a broken record too, by the way, because we're talking about the same thing day after day. But Brandon Hyde understands the hand that he's been dealt. Minnesota gets a couple of breaking balls. Buxton provides a souvenir. Harrison Bader, first pinch hit home run of his career off the usually reliable Keegan Aiken, which separated a 3-2 to a 5-2, which eventually became the outcome of the game. But Orioles just don't get those hits. Laureano had the blast that gave him the lead early. Morton actually looked acceptable for a couple of innings. And then that damn curveball of his that he just can't seem to master, his best pitch, got smashed 450 feet or whatever it was into the hot dog vendor in the second deck at Target Field. And then, as we said, you know, Keegan Aiken, you know, Dominguez gets an earned run because he inherited run scored on the homer. But that was all she wrote. One for four runners in scoring position. Now, Kerstad did get the hit, drove in a run. He had two knocks, so mm-hmm. We'll give him credit. The pitcher for Varland made that great play on a Holiday's little dribbler up first base as the Orioles were down a run, would put a guy on first as Holiday was hauling ass to get there. But Brandon Hyde's like, all right, we'll talk. Charlie Morton sucks. That's how you should start it. All right, yeah, I get it. Charlie Morton sucks. We got that. No, 0-7 on the year. But he wasn't as sucky. But our offense is really sucking right now. Since Sunday, when they hit four homers and went 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position in a loss where Kansas City, who doesn't hit homers, hit seven, they've scored three runs. Three. And I identified this second week of the season. Orioles got problems And this was when Gunnar wasn't even in the lineup. They got some offensive problems. Where have the home runs gone since the first series of the year against Toronto? And now we're 7 weeks into the year, buried in last place, seven back now, nine games under 500. I mean, we're talking about Eplin. Forget about Eplin. Where's Westberg? Where's O'Neill? Where's the help with the bats? Again, those wooden sticks that they hand you before you go in to face the pitcher, you're allowed to use them. And you don't have to swing at the first pitch. You don't have to be aggressive in counts. And yes, there's scouting reports where you got a pitcher. It's like, get on him early. He likes to throw first pitch strikes, blah, blah, blah. Now, where's the patience? Why the strikeouts? Bailey Ober, if I'm betting on this game, any Orioles at 110. 10 Ks. Because he's a big strikeout guy. He gets 10 Ks. I'm not. But if I would, that's what I do. But Nolan, as we've talked about, the pitching, we knew it was. Let's reiterate. Let's reset for the people. It's Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go back to February 15th. Throw out a date. Orioles rotation. All right, we got Eplin. You got Grayson. You have Sagano. You have Kramer. And I guess Suarez and Povich were going to battle for the fifth spot. And a couple starts in the spring training. Grace Rodriguez, he's done. I got Charlie Morton. So even with your expected five, it's like, man, they might have the worst rotation in the league or in the division. Then it got worse. So you knew that was going to be bad. I don't think anybody expected the offense to be as putrid as it's been. Questionable, sure, because they were bad in the second half of last season. Well, based on their first half. I mean, they were so good in the first half of the season, they still finished in the top three in runs scored and homers. That's how good they were in the first half of the season. But this bad? This is brutal to watch. And it's Mullins, just name a guy, Gunner. They come up to the plate, you're just hoping. Not expecting good things, hoping for good things. And if you were expecting, it would be probably something more on the negative side. This has been a tough watch. This team trying to score, play fundamentally sound baseball. They played one clean game. That was last Friday when Kramer pitched against Kansas City. And they've had a couple of not as dirty games. But other than that, this has been kind of a train wreck. And last night, another case of the offense just being Brandon Hyde lamenting it day after day. We can't get it done.
Well, Hyde said we just got unlucky. You heard the man. That's your manager right there, folks.
My manager.
I'll hold off today. Yeah. We got bigger problems here. But
I say fire the hitting coach.
They just hired him. They already fired those guys. And one of them's in Minnesota, as a matter of fact.
But you're right. The offense is a complete stunner with how bad it has been. Because it's not just, they're slightly below average or a couple guys that you expected to be a little bit better. They're not living up to their expectations. It's across the board. 1 through 9. All your bench players. It's everyone. And forget the left-handed hitting struggles. I mean, that's almost historically bad at this point. But that's only a couple days a week that you're going to encounter that. They can't hit righties either. They can't hit anybody. I don't understand how you have 10 hits last night, but only 4 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. How does that happen? I mean, nothing makes sense about the way this team is playing baseball right now. And I understand that Charlie Morton was a talking point last night because of the way he's pitched this year, but he was not the reason they lost that game. The home run was ugly, don't get me wrong. And as soon as it happened, I rolled my eyes and I groaned, I'm sure as we all did.
I thought of Bob. When they hit the home run, it's over.
Oh, 3-1. Yeah. 3-1. But they did, and he didn't. That was kind of the only damage. And Hyde did. He got the Hyder hook after 70. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised at that, by the way?
No. Well, because he just pitched Sunday. I knew it was going to be a short.
Through what, 25, I think, something like that.
Even if he pitched well, I figured he'd probably be done after 4, just because he's been throwing out of the bullpen recently. He hasn't been in the rotation rest period. But no questions, no answers from Hyde about Keegan Aiken giving up the play of the game, the Bader home run, the pinch hit.
First ever pinch hit home run.
That was the game right there. Not what Charlie Morton did early on. It was 3-2 at one point. That was a game that was there for the taking.
Somebody got to ask it.
Absolutely.
Well, we weren't. None of us were there. I mean, I'm ubiquitous.
And maybe it was asked. It didn't get put in the portion that's available to us. I don't know.
All right. To play devil's advocate, what would you want him to say? That sucked. Unfortunate. He would have followed it up with, well, look, Agan's.
Yeah, probably another snippy answer like he's been given this week. We didn't play it yesterday. Andy Koska asked him yesterday about the ongoing hitting woes, and you just cut him off mid-question. He's like, I just answered that.
So testy.
Yeah. Well, how about you get testy for your players when they're getting squeezed at the plate?
Yeah, and you can't. We were talking about it before the show. Vinny, we can't. All right, so Holiday, he got boned in the ninth inning.
Yes.
And I guess in the ninth inning, if you know got nothing else to lose, get thrown out. But that's kind of what you're for, Hyde. Because you're not allowed to argue balls and strikes. Do you want Kerstad whining in the fourth inning, and then he gets the heave-ho? Then all of a sudden your bench gets shorter? Brandon Hyde looks like a guy that's kind of running out of answers.
Once again asking, what do you do here? It's like Office Space. What would you say you do here, Brandon Hyde? Because you don't. We don't set the lineup. We know that. You didn't buy the groceries. You can't get thrown out. You can't stand up for your team. What exactly do you do? What is your job description?
Well, I do the big TPS reports or whatever, Office Space reference. But, you know, he's not the one going 1-for-6, 1-for-10, last in the American League, last in Major League Baseball runners in scoring position. As Nolan said, historically bad against lefties. When Michael Elias went out and got who? Tyler O'Neill, rakes lefties. Gary Sanchez rakes lefties. Ramon Laureano, who does all his damage against right-handed pitchers, and he sucks against lefties. The three guys you brought in to make a weakness a strength is even worse than it was last year. So, yeah, you're Brandon Hyde. You're like, the show chopped since we're using, like, kind of pop culture stuff. Cookie Channel, where they give you, like, a boot, a half a tree, a chocolate bar, and maybe a chicken, create something delicious. Brandon Hyde's on Chopped right now,
trying to
make a gourmet meal.
It's all boot.
Out of unedible stuff.
You need an off-the-record with him, Nolan, and just like, how do we fix this? Let's be honest. What do we got to do to fix this? I mean, because, Bob, we talked about at the beginning of the show. You know, at least like when the Ravens start out 0-2, you know, they lost to Kansas right at the end. I mean, they were tight games.
Yeah. The Raiders' loss was kind of unacceptable, but we get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But these losses, they're red flag losses. There's issues
because
they're blowout losses.
Yeah. Let's pull this up because we got to get a break. Clock integrity kind of important here. Kind of, sort of, I guess. Right now, the Orioles are minus 66. Minus 66 run differential in Major League Baseball, which is the second worst behind only a team that might be historically bad, the Colorado Rockies, who lost again last night. They're minus 91. So the Orioles struggles continue. Pitching-wise, we knew it was going to be a struggle to begin with. Dean Kramer going to stem the tide, 110, we think. But where are the runs? He could pitch his great as he did Friday night. Where are the runs? We'll talk Ravens. The rookie camp is over with, but we still got to look at this rookie class, the Ravens, the roster. We'll compare rosters, too, throughout the AFC North and all the other fun stuff that goes along with it. You want to get in. You want to vent. We're here for you at 410-583-1057. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Starting at 11, get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. We'll bust that one out a few hours from now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Your go today, May 9th, what is this? May 8th?
8th.
Orioles were 24-12.
Damn. First place, I imagine.
Yes. 24-12. And had a dramatic win on the road. On top of it, Birds have lost, what, 5 straight road games? They've lost 4 in a row. That's a losing streak overall. Twins, by the way, won 5 in a row at home. And they're starting to percolate a little bit. They've won 2 series in a row, and that's a tough division. By the way, before we get to the phone, just bringing up, you know, the American League East, the toughest division in baseball. Only one team's above 500 right now. That's the Yankees. Everyone else 500 or below. And the only other team that's 500 is Boston. Everyone else below 500. And Tampa's lost 2 in a row, 6 of 10. Toronto's lost 4 in a row, 7 of 10. The Orioles have lost 4 in a row, 7 of 10. So what happened to this, the greatest division in all of sports, as it's been called at times over the year? AL East is mediocrity personified. And one team on top, who all they got to do is probably go on a little bit of a hot streak, and they might separate themselves as we get into June. And that's the Yankees, who may be getting Giancarlo Stanton back here sooner rather than later.
Bob, I didn't quite realize. I just looked at the schedule. You know, they're 4-11 their last 15.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Oh, we're down with the losses, Vinny, because we talk about them pretty much on a daily basis. But any hopes for a turnaround? The old Yogi Berra, it's getting late early. It's getting late for the Orioles early, as we're only in the first week or just wrapped up the first week of May. But it's a bad product, and it's a tough watch. It's like watching Caddyshack 2 over and over and over again. I can't wait to see Jackie Mason be unfunny for the next hour and a half. Yeah, this is great. And Randy Quaid tried to be Bill Murray. Caddyshack 2, maybe the worst movie of all time. The Orioles aren't the worst team of all time. They're not even the worst Orioles team of all time. They're not even the worst Orioles team of the Hyde Elias regime. The difference is this team was expected to maybe win the division and go to the World Series. The teams that sucked were expected to be bad. This team wasn't expected to be 9 games under 500 second week of May.
I think I had more fun watching those teams at this point than this year.
Nothing like Renato Nunez, baby.
Oh, man. 30 home runs that year.
Yeah.
Hanser Alberto.
Oh, the Hans man.
They could use him right about now.
Yes.
Base hit, anything, please.
Who was the pitcher? Give me one. I can't remember. Alex Cobb.
Max Scarola.
Nah, we're cool. I'd rather watch Gunnar and Holiday. Anyway, the Orioles are tough. Last place. You want to talk about them and the struggles of the team. Nolan's ready to fire Brandon Hyde now. If you're ready to go that desperate. Others are saying if there's a scapegoat, it's Elias. Because he's the one that puts together the team. And I will be defiant if you say that David Rubenstein's culpable. I'm going to say, no, you're wrong. I'm going to push back on that. But you want to crap on Elias and Hyde? I'll listen to that. Oh, by the way, how about the players? We're allowed to rag on them, too. It's never their fault, is it?
Nope. Never the players'
fault.
Cast the players.
Can't fire the players, so you got to fire the manager or the GM. You know, the players.
Ask hockey.
Yeah, right. Or any sport. Yeah. I think Steinbrenner said it after firing Billy Martin for the 17th time. We can't fire the players, so you got to fire someone, and you sure as hell ain't firing the owner. So you got to do what you got to do. The players, they're the ones going out there 1-for-10. Brandon Hyde don't have a stick, last time I checked.
Well, they could always DFA somebody. They've yet to do that. C.N.L. Perez, Charlie Morton, keep going and going.
Jorge Mateo, not to scapegoat him. And I know Bordy, who we'll talk to Mike Bordy next hour, loves Mateo. But come on, Bordy. Jorge Mateo's not doing jack squat from the bench. And when he's in the lineup, you're kind of wishing he was on the bench. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles lose 5-2. Got a game coming up at 110. However, can Dean Kramer stem the tide as they head off to Anaheim, taking on the Angels, who have been beaten up on the Blue Jays last couple of nights? Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Good morning, Bob and Vinny, man. What's going on with y'all?
How you doing?
Not much. How you doing, Rashawn?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Hey, so we had a conversation last night, man. Me and the fella Dustin. He was like, man, listen, Orioles suck, man. We really want to waste our money going on the road to these stadiums we haven't seen or seen them this season.
Where haven't you been?
A lot of places we want to go this year, man. San Fran, San Diego. Atlanta.
Go.
Well, we did decide. We're going to keep one trip. We're going to do Chicago.
Because, Cubs?
Yeah. You definitely need to go.
I was there 2 years ago. It's epic. Go.
Yeah, Wrigleyville. It's not been.
And wear your Oreo gear, too. You won't have to worry about
that. Oh, Wrigleyville, you'll have a blast.
Yeah, that Wrigleyville area is crazy.
And then you can get a nice Airbnb right next to the stadium because the Cubs people, they own all those.
Yeah, we was looking online. We see a lot of those Airbnbs for rent, so we want to rent that. Hey, Bob, Mama, I seen you out there at Wrigleyville 2 years ago. Mama using outfield.
And we're sitting together. That's right. Yeah, so you've already been there. Oh, you know what time it is. What are you asking us for? I don't even remember that day I saw you. We were sitting out in the bleachers and the Orioles lost the two games we went to. But the struggles are real with the team. But going to, you know, San Francisco, beautiful stadium, San Diego, Petco, by all, my cousin's been to San Francisco, Petco, by all accounts, beautiful. Just bucket list stuff. You want the Orioles to win, though. I mean, you want to walk out there puffing your chest a little bit. Tell Dustin to keep the pepper spray in his pocket, though.
Yeah, we can't be having our Orioles stuff on, people laughing at us. You know, that's going to lead. You know what that's going to lead to, man. You know, it's like, oh man, I'd rather spend my money elsewhere, you know, man. Take a nice trip to Jamaica or something like that, man, or the Dominican Republic. And, you know, with some nice women, man, to watch this losing product on the field. You know, man, it's just, I hope it get better. But I'm not with the five, Brandon Hyde, Michael Elias. Not this year, man. They got, like, too many injuries, man. Too many injuries. You got to give them another year.
I'm with you another on that. Year. All right, Rashawn. Hey, yeah, go ahead. Right. Real quick.
Hey, listen, one last thing, right? Switch to basketball real quick. Out of all the teams that's 0-2, well, just the Cavs and the Celtics, which team you think got a better chance of coming back and winning? I say the Celtics, but I'm going to hang up and let you talk.
Nah, I'm going Cleveland. Cleveland's going to come back and win their series. They should have won the other night. They choked away. Boston choked 2 20-point leads away at home. New York's going to get one coming up here, but Indiana's tough at home, though. I'm going to say Cleveland will be the most likely to come back from 0-2. Hey, look, if Golden State beats Minnesota, they're looking at an 0-2.
It'll be hard. Curry's going to miss at least three of those games.
He's out for at least a week. So they already said he's not playing tonight.
I think they said he wasn't playing the next two after that, too.
So if he comes back, that'll be
game five,
which will circle back to Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah. Oklahoma City made sure they weren't falling 0-2 in a big way. We'll get to that during the whip, but we're whining about the Orioles. Let's whine together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chalk and milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Throwing the fan. Colin Selby recalled by the Orioles today from AAA Norfolk. Matt Bowman designated for assignment. Now, he came on with us a couple of weeks ago with ripping it with Ryan. Did we give him the old Vinny and Haney hex there on Matt Bowman?
Maybe.
Because he hadn't been doing all that great since he came on the show.
No. He's a journeyman, though. I mean, he's bounced around. He's never really stayed in one spot very long. So It's kind of in line with his career.
Well, I did ask him, because he's from like PG County or Montgomery County. I said, is Baltimore part of the DMV? And he said, yes. So he failed that test.
It's a pointed question.
Yeah.
Gotcha journalism.
Yes. Right. What's not? And Baltimore's Baltimore. DMV's, you know, that. Whatever that is. But the Orioles, whatever they are, they lost last night 5-2 to the Twins. People want to vent. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Mitchell in Baltimore. Mitchell, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, all right.
Good. I'm not going to vent. It's not worth it. It's I feel like it's baseball karma. You know, we had probably the worst thing about this season is the fact that we're comparing it to 2023. You know, when we didn't, what did we go almost an entire season without losing a series? You know, it's or without being swept.
They went like over a year or so. Well, except for that playoff series. But a regular season series, they didn't get swept for forever. Going back to 2022, I think it was.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you look at, it's karma, man. It's like, we played way over our heads. We're way lucky in 2023. I think it sort of settled down the second half of 2024. That's when the reality started sinking in that is a very, all of our really good prospects are still very young. And now we're sort of looking at the first half of 20, hopefully we're looking at like the first half of 2022, you know, with what's the last time we were 9 games under .500?
Yeah, July.
If I remember correctly, we finished just over .500 for the season.
Yeah. And they were actually,
we're going to be this year.
Yeah. Matthew or Mitchell rather. They were end of August. There was a day. It was just a day. If the playoffs would have ended that day, the Orioles would have been in. That team had a 10-game winning streak. And that team had just called up Gunnar. Adley came up, late May, if I'm not mistaken. And some of the young reinforcements started to, you know, make their presence felt. I mean, last year, or 23, they were good. That was a really good team. They had a premier closer. They had all these great things going in their favor. Last year, they were great for 2.5 months. But the last 100-plus games, I don't know if baseball karma is really getting on them, but they've been well below .500 since then.
Yeah. Well, some of these guys are experiencing failure for the first time.
And they don't seem to be enjoying it either, do they?
No. You know what? That's the payback.
Well, you got to respond to it, too. I mean, that's the other thing. Thanks, Mitchell. And Vinny, you know, look, you can't be perfect, super terrific all the time. And you're going to have your peaks and valleys. And right now, they're in a big old valley. Not even Heath, get that reference, can save you from that big valley that they're in. How do they bounce out of it? Adley Rutschman's starting to worry me. I mean, he had a base hit last night, got robbed of a hit. Where's the freaking power?
Yeah.
Where is the we didn't draft him. The Orioles didn't draft him number one to be a singles hitter who's below average defensively. He's supposed to be bringing a lot more to this equation. And we don't see a lot of hugs this year either, do we?
No, we do not.
So, Nolan, what do you think? If you're doing – we graded pitchers a couple of days ago. F for Morton, and rightfully so, gave old man bun. I gave him C-minus. You gave him D-plus?
Mm-hmm.
What about Adley?
Right. Well,
I'm giving him a D. Yeah. D.
Yeah.
Triple D.
It'd be hard for me to go above crack into the C's. I'm with you.
Now, C's average, you know, so.
He's definitely below
average. He's below average. Yeah, I'm
no
thinking
doubt.
D. Right. And when I think triple D's, I think of Motley Crue, if you dig where I'm coming from. Girls. But not your number one Golden Spikes, second rookie of the year, two-time All-Star catcher, who has been trending in a very negative way going back to pretty much last July.
Did throw out a runner last night, which I was stunned by.
Good throw.
Yeah.
Good play by Holiday.
Yeah, nice little mm-hmm. To the slap tag on him. But he's not getting on base. He's hitting with – he's got 8 extra base hits for the season.
Right.
For the year. And 2 of those were on opening day. A little struggle city for Adley. I'm not saying that he's a bust. You made a good point, though. Matter of fact, we'll head to the break with this one. from a football standpoint, his rookie deal's expiring.
Yes.
Are you picking up Adley's option? Now whip around 11:15. Stanley Cup playoffs, Caps back on the ice tonight. Must win, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Here. Yeah, because you can't lose two in a row at home and then have to go to Carolina because that's a crazy place to play. And, you know, you stunk up the joint with 14 total shots, you know, the other night. No, they got to come out and play. If they have the same game as last time, they're done.
Then we'll talk about the NBA playoffs. Boston blew another 20-point lead to the Knicks in the second half. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, 11:30. I'm sure Mike's got a lot of things to say about the Orioles, 9 games below 500. But Adley Rutschman, let's take a gander at old Adley here. He has 4 doubles, 4 homers. That's 8 extra base hits. Slugging percentage is .347. That should be his on-base percentage, which right now is .316. His OPS, .664. He's hitting .212, 4 homers, 10 ribbies. He's walked 18 times, struck out 23. Versus left-handed pitching. He's hitting .154.
Damn.
.154. No. 6 for 33. No extra base hits. None. Donut. Zero. Last year, first half of the season, when he was the starting catcher for the American League All-Star team, and deservedly so. .276 batting average, .780 OPS, .339 on base percentage, .441 slugging. He had 12 doubles, 16 homers, 59 ribbies.
Damn. At the All-Star break.
At the All-Star break. And right before the break, remember, he took a foul ball off his hand.
Yeah.
Post-break, that's 90 games. This is baseballreference.com, their first half, second half determined by the All-Star break. Second half, 58 games. He had .207, 9 doubles, 3 homers, and a triple. Outfielder must have fell down or something.
Kind of what he's doing now.
Yeah. .207 batting average, .282 on base percentage, .303 slug. His OPS in the second half of last season was .582. Remember in 2023, he was leading off in playoff games because he could get on base and set the tone.
And wouldn't strike out.
He was very reliable.
No doubt.
In that category. So, to use a football term, you're wrapping up your Kyle Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens said yes. Thumbs up, picking up fifth-year option. Tyler Linderbaum, we said, no, but we're going to sign you to a long-term deal.
Right.
Adley Rutschman. It's his rookie deal. And he's looking for an extension before arbitration starts to get real. He'll be a free agent after 2028. Nolan, before we get to the phone, start with you. If this is a football scenario, what are we doing with Adley Rutschman here? Who, by the way, played football at Oregon State.
That's right.
Kicker.
Yeah. I'd pick it up. I mean, look, it's not like he's been bad all 4 years. It's just been the most recent, not even a full year. Talking half of last year, we're not even a halfway through this year. So, look, it sucks. You're expecting a lot more. He's supposed to be one of the bats that's carrying this lineup at times, and he's not doing it. He continues to bat a little bit high in the order. I would ask, hey, you know, maybe consider moving him down a little bit. Get somebody else higher up, more at-bats on a daily basis. Again, the extra base hits, it's a problem. He's still pacing to be on par with where he's been in terms of home runs the last couple of years. Now, doubles and triples, that's a different story. He's pacing for 18 home runs. His career high is 20. So it's disappointing, obviously, but over the 162, I'm eager to see how it pans out. If he goes a full year like what he was the second half of last year, then I think it might be starting to have a panic conversation.
Well, that's kind of where we're trending so far.
No doubt.
Well, we're on our way.
Yeah, I think if you look at it as the NFL, what you do is you would not pick it up because you know what? If he picks it up and he's great, I can use the franchise tag.
Sure.
That's what you do in the NFL. Like kind of like what they're doing with Oway.
But to your point too, Nolan, you know, why batting second, third? Why in the top? Hey, old Seth Mullins was batting ninth. He had it when he was going through his struggles, which a year ago we were talking about. He had to take it. Drop. You know, earn your, you know, get back up in that pecking order. You've got to earn things. And right now, he's, you know, we're insta outs here. I mean, how many times have we seen the Orioles go 1-2-3, see ya? And then the bottom of the first, just like that, they're down. They're at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's getting tiresome here.
Now that I think about it, if we are going to go full football comparison, I'd say they wouldn't pick it up because of Sam Bisaio. Like, if you're an NFL team and you drafted recently, so to speak, I know Basayo's been here a while, but we're trying to make the comparison.
Well,
if
like
you
the Ravens.
Yeah, if
with
you knew
Mike Green.
You had a guy waiting in the wings that in theory could take over at that position, they probably wouldn't pick it up. But again, I'm just playing along here with the football analogy.
And by the way, one of the things that separated Rutschman as well, switch hitter. He can't hit lefties. Buck 54? Come on, man. That's super middleweight. No, that's super welterweight. That's not good enough.
When he came up, Bob, was he throwing out runners?
He's never Johnny Bench or Ivan Rodriguez.
I got the numbers for you right here.
But he wasn't like, hey, at least there's a shot that he can get someone. Now they, well, there they go.
Right. As a rookie in 2022, this was pre-rule change in MLB on how many times you can make a pickoff attempt.
What do they call it? Disengagement?
Right. And the size of the bases increased after
stupid
this.
Stupid name.
League-wide increase in stolen bases. So in 2022, caught stealing percentage 30%. 2023, when the rules changed, dropped down to 22%. Last year, 18%. So far this year, 16%.
Ooh.
Steady decline.
So that means if I was trying to steal second, I've got an 84% chance.
I'm sending my guys.
I might fall, get up, and possibly still get to the bag. But we're not making Adley the scapegoat for the struggles of this year's Orioles team. But he's one of the problems because he's one of the guys that's supposed to be carrying them through these tough times. And quite frankly, he's just not getting it done. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
That's what you should do for you.
Yo, come on, man. What's up? What are you doing?
I'm arguing about why people want to talk. But
you just took a called third strike. What are you doing over there?
No, when people be arguing about sign Adley and sign Gunner, hey, man, the Orioles, who's the guy on the team, man? We know who Lamar is on the Ravens. He's the guy. We don't have no the guy on the Orioles. So I feel as though stop arguing about signing these guys to contracts because they haven't shown us nothing except
Gunnar Henderson's the guy. Gunnar Henderson,
me the guy.
He hasn't? Rookie of the year, starting shortstop? Come on.
He has not shown me he's the guy. He may be the guy eventually, but none of them have shown me that they're the guy and deserve to be paid as the guy yet.
All right.
That's all I called.
No. Were you yelling at somebody else before we got you on? Because I heard you talking before we picked you up. Or are you just screaming at the phone?
We were talking about how Quick Draw was talking about the analogy about, you know, fifth-year options and all that stuff. I'm saying Orioles got control of baseball players for 7 years, right?
Well, roughly maybe five. Yeah.
Adley actually less because of his
draft. Adley's in his fourth year, and he is not. Has he shown us that he's the guy?
He's shown guy-like tendencies.
Oh, that's not being the guy, Bob.
Gunner's the guy. Gunner's the guy. He's the guy.
He looks like he could be the guy. But right now, Holiday looks like he could be the guy. Henderson hasn't shown he's the guy. Potential is one thing, but how many years do you wait on potential throughout their rookie contract?
What did he have, 33 homers last year?
He had 37 homers last year. He missed the first week plus of the season with an injury, right? And he is struggling like everybody else. I mean, after what, a bad month, he's no longer the guy? How can I be the man, Joe, if you're the man?
No.
David Letterman.
I got somebody else listening, and I'm trying to confirm what Henderson has done, and they dispute me. Now they hear it from you. Now they might understand where I was coming from with that.
All right.
Henderson is much better than Adley, but we drafted Adley number one. We drafted Gunner went in the second round.
Yeah. Saying, same draft.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. And I was telling him that Adley's defense sucks. He can't throw nobody out. I heard y'all praising him for throwing out somebody the other day. But he is not the
last
guy,
night,
and he was drafted to be the guy.
I got you. All right, thank you very much. Keep in mind, Lamar Jackson was the last pick of the first round. Gunnar was kind of in that area
when
the Orioles drafted. And we're crapping on Gunnar Henderson all of a sudden. I've got a problem with that.
Last year was one of the best individual seasons in Orioles history.
Hey, come on.
Not recent history.
Yeah, he is the guy. And 29 other teams. You don't think if the Orioles said, we'll trade you Gunnar for Anthony Volpe straight up, they would pack Anthony Volpe's bags and drive him to JFK Airport to get him to bleep out of there. Come on, Joe. Adley, that's another story. Tony Pettee, who's the next Gunner? Is there one? He'll be telling us next from OrielsHangout.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Choco milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.